tomorrow, Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots on this show as they get ready for week one. He will join us at 7:30, and we will get to the Red Sox front office report at 9 on tomorrow's show. Curtis is on vacation. He is back, as we all are, after Labor Day weekend on Tuesday. So, and it looks like Tuesday will probably... We'll have some form of Tuesday or Wednesday, some form of, we got to get Gerard Mayo in. We got to get Boomer Esiason in as we welcome the great Boomer Esiason back to the show once again for the entire NFL season. And who am I forgetting about? Ty Law on Tuesday as well. Ty Tuesdays continue. Bill O'Brien will join us every Thursday on this show throughout the NFL season, which I am very excited about. And yep. So, Wiggy, it's finally almost here. You know what? Nice weekend. Nice long weekend. Chill out. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the rest of summer. And then come back ready for the best time of the year, and that is the NFL season. And this is John from Gardner. Hey, John.
Good morning, good folks. Haven't talked to you in a while. You're all doing a great job this summer.
What's up? What's going on, John?
I got a quick aside before my main point. I can't believe you guys are so naive. I never thought you'd be so naive to fall for the old reflection in the bathroom fixture trick. I was disappointed you
went. I didn't fall for it for a minute.
You guys are out of your minds. Out of your minds.
Hey, listen, is anybody else getting the vibe that the Patriots are trying to do what most teams do in baseball, i.e. the general managers and the front office running the show more than the head coach? Because I'm getting that vibe. I mean, I like Mayo, and I got no wishes with him, but he doesn't seem real assertive about a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, Wiggy will tell you that that's the way it really is on in most NFL organizations, where the GM on the personnel side. I mean, Bill was the outlier on that, and,
right?
And so, I think, Robert Kraft, when introducing Gerard Mayo and saying farewell to Bill Belichick, sort of made that clear to you that Bill running everything had reached its point of no return or whatever. So
right, it just seems like a step beyond that. I don't know, just a vibe I get that they're not giving him the power that a lot of head coaches have. It's, and he's a brand new, he's a rookie, so I guess that's somewhat understandable. But I'm not sure if I like that trend.
Yeah, I don't like that. No, Wiggy doesn't like it. I mean, I don't. We talked about it a lot, but we talked about it yesterday specifically with the plan and whose plan was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about it when it came to naming the starter. And do you think Gerard Mayo, when he names his starting quarterback today, is making that decision on his own by himself?
I do not.
No.
Okay. Does the owner have input?
I believe so.
You do?
I would hope not.
I do not.
You don't think so?
If I'm the owners, I start Drake May. The only way I'm getting people asses in seats is if Drake May is playing quarterback.
Right. So I think they have a say.
No, I don't think they have a say on who. I think if they wanted to, they could, but I think they're staying away from who
correct.
Has it. Because I'm with Chime. If it was up to them, they'd be starting Drake May. That's the biggest question that I'd like to know is when it comes to starting guys, depth chart.
Let's just deal with quarterback.
All right,
that's the issue today. Does Elliott Wolf have a say in the matter?
He
absolutely.
He does?
100%. This reeks of Elliott Wolf and AVP.
He
reeks of it.
Does Alex Van Pelt have a say in the matter?
Yes, he does.
He should.
As he should.
Yeah. Yes.
And he should have input.
But it should not be, it should be Gerard Mayo's final decision.
Bingo.
Does it sound like that to you? Does it look like that to you?
No, it should be Mayo. It should be.
Mayo's on this show 2 days ago telling you that Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett.
Correct.
Why would he not be the starter if that's the case? That's all. You start the best players that you have on your foot.
Right. Can I just back up the Kraft having an input here? Do you believe the conspiracy theorist whispers that Kraft wants them to hold Drake May till the home opener?
No, I don't buy that.
So that he get well.
I don't buy that.
Not one game.
That could be if there's always a business element.
Right.
So if there is a business element, I guess that could be it. But
what's the difference if he's starting in week one? On the road, and he shows up at home, there's still going to be a great turnout.
Drake has outplayed Jacoby.
If he's not that great in week one.
All right, but people will give him a pass if he's not great in week one. They'll still show up.
Have you ever been in your entire life, team-wise, Wiggy, where in a situation where you had a very important position, the quarterback, the mm-hmm. most important position, and the best player was sitting?
No. No.
Except when you were coaching Brockton.
Best player at the time was playing. But I never been in a position.
The best player was that kid that you had at wide receiver, the junior or senior.
Oh, he was the best player.
He was.
But he wasn't a quarterback.
You blew that one.
No.
I told you.
No.
I told you.
He was our best player.
He was the athletic.
Cam Montari's at Pitt. Good luck to share. He's at Pitt.
He's at Pitt, and you wouldn't let the kid eat.
No, we let him play quarterback.
Like 6 games into the season, you did, finally.
Like, we let him play quarterback right away.
You started the freshman.
Yeah, we started the freshman.
Giant mistake on your part.
At quarterback, because the kid's a wide receiver.
It was just a bad kerfuffle.
Greg is the dad in the stands that just thinks he knows so much better than the coach. 100%. It's tremendous.
We'll
regroup. Football dad for many years, Shine.
We'll regroup this year.
Boston Herald.
Huh?
We'll remind me of the Boston Herald, the top two wide receivers in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Priest Hill's senior year. Was he one of them? Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll regroup this year, though.
We? Huh?
We, yeah. I was down there the other day.
Oh, you were down there the other day?
Yeah, the new coach. Shout out my man, Jaelson Silver. He's the new head coach.
Oh, he's giving you some input.
Yeah, my boy Barrows. I'm down there helping out, you know.
You're like Matt Patricia.
Yes.
Where they bring you back to coach the defense.
More like Ernie Adams.
Yes.
So would you say that our save coach's job tailgate worked?
It might have.
Yeah, it did. Yes.
Wow.
I'm more like a consulting Ernie Adams.
I like
a volunteer consultant.
But here's what I've never been around, or I think this is a little weird, that the head coach, when it comes to the quarterback or the final decision, doesn't have the final say in veto power. Like, I think Alex Van Pelt should have a massive input in the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
But if he goes to Mayo and goes, listen, Brissett probably can grasp the offense a little bit better than
Drake May right now. Yeah.
But if Mayo says, I get it, but let's still start May.
Yeah.
Then I think that's the way it should be. I don't think Elliot Wolf's voice should be whether or not who starts, how the depth chart is positioning this guy over that guy.
Yeah.
I think bring the players in, evaluate them, see who they should be going at, see who they should be taught. And that's how most teams do it.
Yeah. Well, we will find out most likely today. And I'm assuming that Gerard Mayo, that press conference will be live. Here with Jones and Keefe coming. What, 1:15 you said, Chime? Is that when that happens here at WEEI?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.